When in ranch country, do as the ranchers do. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Dawn Nelson is a true fourth-generation cowgirl. She was born and raised on a cattle ranch in northeastern Washington state. Married to a cattle rancher, she now calls their ranch in Creston, Washington, home. Turns out, when you're born to a cattle rancher, you take what you get. For example, when Dawn was born, even though she lived south of the Canadian border, her mother went north to deliver her.
It was the closest hospital, and my dad didn't want to leave the cows. He was calving cows out, and he didn't want to leave long enough to take Mom to a U.S. hospital, so I went 7 miles to the Canadian hospital.
So you come from a long line of real cowboys and cowgirls.
Yep, my grandpa and my great-grandpa, so they were all into the cattle and stuff like that, and every generation just made the ranch a little bigger. We never got too huge up in that area, about 150, 200 head of cattle or a big ranch. You know, it's kind of a 6-7 month feeding season up there. It seems like you're feeding cattle more than you're not feeding cattle up in that area. So it's a lot harder to be a big rancher up in that region.
Dawn has turned her real life experiences into a successful writing career. She says that she wants to write 40 novels by the time she's 40 years old. Pretty ambitious goal. But one thing is sure, I know she'll do it.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.